The Crystal Crypt by Philip K. Dick, Section 1.
Attention, Interflight ship, attention. You are ordered to land at the control station on Deimos for inspection. Attention, you are to land at once.
The metallic rasp of the speaker echoed through the corridors of the great ship. The passengers glanced at each other uneasily, murmuring and peering out the port windows at the small speck below the dot of rock that was the Martian checkpoint Deimos.
What's up?
An anxious passenger asked one of the pilots, hurrying through the ship to check the escape lock.
We have to land. Keep seated. The pilot went on.
Land? But why?
They all looked at each other. Hovering above the bulging Interflight ship were three slender Martian pursuit craft, poised and alert for any emergency. As the Interflight ship prepared to land, the pursuit ships dropped lower, carefully maintaining themselves a short distance away.
"There's something going on," a woman passenger said nervously. "Lord, I thought we were finally through with those Martians. Now what?"
"I don't blame them for giving us one last going over,"
a heavy-set businessman said to his companion.
"After all, we're the last ship leaving Mars for Terra. We're damn lucky they let us go at all."
"You think there will really be war?" a young man said to the girl sitting in the seat next to him. "Those Martians won't dare fight, not with our weapons and ability to produce. We could take care of Mars in a month. It's all talk."
The girl glanced at him. "Don't be so sure. Mars is desperate. They'll fight tooth and nail.
I've been on Mars 3 years," she shuddered. "Thank goodness I'm getting away. If..."
"Prepare to land,"
the pilot's voice came. The ship began to settle slowly, dropping down toward the tiny emergency field on the seldom-visited moon. Down, down the ship dropped. There was a grinding sound, a sickening jolt, then silence.
"We've landed," the heavy-set businessman said. "They'd better not do anything to us. Terra will rip them apart if they violate one space article."
"Please keep your seats," the pilot's voice came. "No one is to leave the ship. According to the Martian authorities, we are to remain here."
A restless stir filled the ship. Some of the passengers began to read uneasily. Others stared out at the deserted field, nervous and on edge, watching the three Martian pursuit ships land and disgorge groups of armed men. The Martian soldiers were crossing the field quickly, moving toward them, running double time. The Interflight spaceship was the last passenger vessel to leave Mars for Terra. All other ships had long since left, returning to safety before the outbreak of hostilities. The passengers were the very last to go, the final group of Terrans to leave the grim red planet, businessmen, expatriates, tourists, any and all Terrans who had not already gone home.
"What do you suppose they want?" the young man said to the girl. "It's hard to figure Martians out, isn't it? First they give the ship clearance, let us take off, and now they radio us to set down again. By the way, my name's Thatcher, Bob Thatcher, since we're going to be here a while."
The port lock opened. Talking ceased abruptly as everyone turned. A black-clad Martian official, a province leiter, stood framed against the bleak sunlight, staring around the ship. Behind him a handful of Martian soldiers stood waiting, their guns ready.
"This will not take long," the leiter said, stepping into the ship, the soldiers following him. "You will be allowed to continue your trip shortly."
An audible sigh of relief went through the passengers.
"Look at him," the girl whispered to Thatcher. "How I hate those black uniforms."
"He's just a provincial leiter," Thatcher said. "Don't worry." The leiter stood for a moment, his hands on his hips, looking around at them without expression.
"I have ordered your ship grounded so that an inspection can be made of all persons aboard," he said. "You Terrans are the last to leave our planet. Most of you are ordinary and harmless. I am not interested in you. I am interested in finding three saboteurs, three Terrans, two men and a woman, who have committed an incredible act of destruction and violence. They are said to have fled to this ship."
Murmurs of surprise and indignation broke out on all sides. The leiter motioned the soldiers to follow him up the aisle.
2 hours ago, a Martian city was destroyed. Nothing remains, only a depression in the sand where the city was.